Excel 2016-Lesson 2-Objectives.
Hello everyone, this is Dan with the Training Department at Freedom Scientific. We're going to continue with Excel 2016 now with Lesson 2, Objectives. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand, discuss, and or perform the following tasks related to Microsoft Excel 2016 with JAWS. We'll use the Auto Sum feature of Excel to get monthly totals. We'll look at and use several different JAWS keystrokes for Excel. Select and move to Worksheet Objects. Create and modify charts. Change chart types. Insert hyperlinks for navigation. Use monitored cells with JAWS. And look at some of the JAWS-specific Excel features. Let me push out the next page here.
Next page visited link. Next page link. Excel 2016, Lesson 2.
There's a link near the top of your lesson that reads Sample File After Lesson 1.
Sample File After Lesson 1 opens in Ms. Excel link.
Go ahead and grab that if you don't have it open yet. I already have it open in the background, and so I'm going to press Alt-Tab to move there.
Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet-After Lesson 1.xlsx-saved. Please wait. Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet. Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet-After Lesson 1.xlsx. Dash saved. Restaurant supplies. 1. Blank. A2.
Use the Auto Sum feature of Excel to get monthly totals. First, move to cell G6. This is the end of the row of flour used for the month.
Blank. B2. Blank. C2. Blank. D2. Blank. E2. Blank. F2. Blank. G2. Blank. G3. Blank. G4. Totals for the month. Flour. Blank. G6.
Press the Excel keystroke to auto-sum the row, Alt equals.
Type in the range to sum using colon to separate or, press Enter to accept default range, blank.
Note, do not press the arrow keys to try and read the currently highlighted text. If you do, focus in the worksheet moves as you press the arrow keys. Excel allows you to point to the cells you want to include in the formula. If you move the arrow keys now, the formula will change to show the coordinates of the cell where the focus is. Tip: at the present time, JAWS doesn't read here. You can press Insert Control F2 to read the formula bar after you've inserted it and move back to the cell. If necessary, you can open the JAWS speech history to select and then copy the text to the formula after performing the step to read the formula bar. You can also press F2 to go into edit mode once a formula is found, and read the formula that way. Press Enter to accept the default range.
Blank, G7, Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet-After Lesson 1.xlsx, dash saved, Restaurant Supplies.
The formula for the sum is inserted into cell G6, and focus moves to G7. Press Alt equals to sum the row for the total sugar used for the month.
Type in the range to sum using colon to separate or, press Enter to accept default range, blank.
Press Enter to accept the default range.
Blank, G8, Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet-After Lesson 1.xlsx-excel, Restaurant Supplies.
The formula for the sum is inserted into cell G7 and focus moves to cell G8. I'm going to press up arrow to move back to G7.
Sugar, 90, has formula, G7.
I'll press Insert Control F2 to read the formula bar to see if we got that formula correct.
Equals sum left paren C7 colon F7 right paren.
And that's correct. I'm going to press up arrow to go to G6.
Flour, 280, has formula, G6.
And I'll press Insert Control F2 here to read that formula.
Equals sum left paren C6 colon F6 right paren.
And that one is correct as well. Let's move focus back down to cell G8.
Sugar, 90, has formula, meat, blank, G8.
Press Alt equals to sum the row for a total meat used for the month.
Type in the range to sum using colon to separate or, press Enter to accept default range, blank.
What happens? Excel doesn't have enough information to know whether you want the column above summed or the row to the left sum. It assumes incorrectly that you want the column above summed. I'll press Enter to accept this and press up arrow to go back.
Blank, G9, restaurant supply sample spreadsheet dash after lesson 1.xlsx, dash Excel, restaurant supplies.
Up arrow to G8 again.
Meat, 370, has formula, G8.
Let's press function key F2 to look at and edit the formula that was put there by Excel. Function key F2.
F2, edit.
And I'll press left arrow to read what's in the parentheses for the summation.
Right paren. 7. G. Colon. 6. G. Left paren.
So we have the formula that says equals sum.
Equals sum left paren G6 colon G7 right paren.
G6, G7. There's a colon in between, no spaces. I did a say line there to read that line. And of course, JAWS is reading as I press left and right arrow. The actual formula that we want to sum the row for meat would be out to the left. The sum we want is C8 to F8. So I'm going to press right arrow.
G.
Change that to a C.
6. Ceiling.math.
Delete the 6 and change that to an 8.
Colon. 8.
Press right arrow to go to the G7.
G.
Delete the G and change that to a C.
7. Ceiling.math.
Delete the 7.
Right paren.
And type in an 8.
8.
Let's do a say line. Insert up arrow.
Equals sum left paren C8 colon C8 right paren.
Oops, that should be F8.
8. C. 8. F.dist. F.dist.
Let's try that again. Insert up arrow.
Equals sum left paren C8 colon F8 right paren.
Great. That's what we want. So I'm going to go ahead and press enter.
Oil. Blank. G9.
The correct sum is inserted into cell G8, and focus moves to G9. Press Alt equals to sum the row for the total oil used for the month.
Type in the range to sum using colon to separate or. Press Enter to accept default range. Blank.
What happens? Excel doesn't have enough information to know whether you want the column above summed or the row to the left summed. It assumes incorrectly that you want the column above summed. I'll go ahead and press Enter.
Blank. G10. Restaurant supply.
And I'll press up arrow to move back to it.
Oil. 585. Has formula. G9.
The range we want here is C9 to F9. Let's press F2 and see what Excel has.
F2. Edit.
And I'll press Home to go to the beginning of the line.
Home.
Then say character, which is the equals sign.
Equals.
And then right arrow.
S-U-M. Left paren. G6, colon, G8, right paren.
So the formula that Excel put here is G6 to H6, and what we want is C9 to F9. So I'm just going to backspace over this formula.
8, G, colon, 6, G.
And type C9.
Ceiling.math, 9.
Colon.
Colon.
F as in Foxtrot, 9.
F.dist, F.9.
And enter.
Weekly totals, blank, G10. Blank, G10.
Now the correct sum is inserted into cell G9 and focus moves to cell G10. Move to cell C10. I'll press left arrow.
Wheat 4, wheat 3, wheat 2, wheat 1, 185, has formula, C10.
The total for the column for week 1 is already entered in the example. Even though one of the items summed is in gallons as opposed to pounds, the relative number summed itself can show a trend upwards or downwards. Did you hear JAWS announce has formula? Let's use edit mode to look at this formula. Press function key F2.
F2, edit.
I'll do a say line.
Equals sum left paren C6 colon C9 right paren.
So here we have the sum of C6 to C9, which is the sum of flour, sugar, meat, and oil for week 1. And that is the correct formula, so I'll just press enter.
Blank, C11.
And I'll press up arrow to move back to that formula.
Weekly totals, 185, has formula, C10.
Let's move to cell D10. I'll press right arrow.
Wheat 2, blank, D10.
And press Alt equals to sum the column for week 2.
Type in the range to sum using colon to separate or. Press Enter to accept default range, blank.
In this case, even though JAWS didn't speak it, the range is D6 to D9, which is correct, so I'll press Enter.
blank, D11, restaurant supply sample spreadsheet dash after lesson 1.xlsx, dash Excel, restaurant supplies.
The sum is inserted into cell D10 and focus moves to cell D11. You could continue to use auto sum, but for these next calculations, just type the formula manually instead. Move to cell E10.
Blank, E11. Weekly totals, blank, E10.
And then type equals sum, left paren, E6 colon E9, right paren, and press right arrow to move to cell F10. I'll start typing equals.
Type in the formula and press enter.
Sum.
Sum.
Left
sum,
paren.
Left paren.
E6.
Edit. 6.
Colon.
Colon.
E9.
Edit. 9.
Right paren.
Right paren.
We can do a say line here.
Equals sum left paren E6 colon E9 right paren.
Sounds good, and I'll press enter to accept that.
Blank, E11.
You could continue to manually enter the column sums like this. However, why not use copy and paste instead? Move back to cell E10.
Weekly totals, 103, has formula, E10.
Press Ctrl C to copy the cell.
Copied selection to clipboard.
Since there's a formula there, Excel copies the formula and not the contents. Press right arrow to move to cell F10.
Week 4, blank, F10.
And press Ctrl V, Victor, to paste the formula there.
Pasted from clipboard, 205, has formula, F10.
Excel is smart enough to know that you want to use the same formula, but with the data for cells F6 to F9. Verify this before moving on. I'll press function key F2 to go into edit mode.
F2, edit.
And do a say line, insert up arrow.
Equals sum left paren F6 colon F9 right paren.
Sounds good, so I'll press escape.
Escape. 205, has formula, F10. 205, has formula, F10.
Next, create the formulas for the cost of goods sold for each item for the month. In cell K14, type the following formula. Equals left paren G6 star, which is the times, J14 right paren. I'll press Ctrl G first to move to cell K14.
Ctrl G, go to dialog, reference colon edit combo, 0 of 4.
I'll type in K14.
1, 2.
Oops.
2, 4.
And press enter.
Flower, cost of goods sold for the month, blank, K14.
I'll type in the formula starting with the equal sign.
Type in the formula and press enter.
And I'll put a left parenthesis.
Left paren.
G6.
Gamma. 6.
Star. The multiply symbol.
Star.
J14.
14.
And right paren.
Right paren.
Press enter.
Sugar. Blank. K15.
The formula is inserted into K14 and focus moves to K15. Move the cursor back up to cell K14.
Flower, 210, has formula, K14.
Copy this cell and paste the formula content to cells K15 through K17. Control C.
Copied selection to clipboard.
Down arrow to K15.
Sugar, blank, K15.
I'll hold down the Shift key and select the next two cells below that. Shift down arrow.
Select, meat, K16.
Again, shift down arrow.
Select, oil, K17.
I'll press Ctrl V now to paste the formula.
Pasted from clipboard.
Then, create the formula that combines these prices into a total for the month in cell I26.
Ctrl G, go to dialog, reference colon edit combo, 0 of 5.
I pressed Ctrl G and I'll type in I26.
2, 6.
And press enter to move there.
25, blank, I26, restaurant supply sample spreadsheet, blank, I26.
Let's enter the formula here, equals sum, left paren.
Type in the formula and press sum, left paren.
K14 colon K17, right paren.
Curt, 1, 4, colon, curt, 1, 7, title, right paren.
So I have equals sum, left paren, K14, colon, K17, right paren, no spaces anywhere, and I'll press Enter.
Blank, I-27.
The formula is inserted and focus moves to cell I-27. Finally, format the cells that contain dollar figures to show the currency format. Make sure focus is on cell I-26, the total cost of goods sold for the month. I'll press up arrow.
734.75 has formula I-26.
Note, you can use the Excel keystroke Control-1 to open the Format Cells dialog box. However, the steps to get there from the ribbon follow, just to show you where the Format Cells / Alignment button is found. First, press Alt-H to move to the Home tab of the ribbon.
Alt-H, Upper Ribbon, Group Box, Home tab.
The location that I'm looking for is the number group of the lower ribbon, and within that group, the Format Cells button, which has the keytip FM, Foxtrot Mike.
Leaving menu bar, blank, Format Cells dialog, number page, number tab.
Press Tab to move to the category list.
Category colon list box, general, 1 of 12.
And then press down arrow to choose currency.
Number. Currency.
Press Enter to activate the OK button, accepting the default for two decimal places with a dollar sign.
Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet - After Lesson 1.xlsx - Excel, Restaurant Supplies, $25, $734.75, has formula, I-26.
Select the range of cells J14 through K17 and apply the currency format to those cells as well. I'll use the Go to select that range of cells. Control G.
Control G. Go to dialog. Reference colon edit combo. 0 of 6.
I'll type in J14.
14.
Colon. No space.
Colon.
K17.
17.
So I have in the reference field
J14 colon K17. 0 of 6.
J14 through K17. I'll press Enter to move there.
Select. J14, 0.75, K17, 72.
This time I'll press Control-1.
Control-1, Format Cells dialog, number page, number tab.
Next I'll press Tab to move to the category list.
Category colon list box, general.
Down arrow to currency.
Number, currency.
And press Enter.
Selected range, J14, $0.75. K17, $72.00.
I'll press Control Home to move to the top of the worksheet.
First cell, cost of restaurant supplies used by month - Excel 2013 version, A1.
JAWS keystrokes for Excel. The table below has just a few keystrokes for JAWS in Excel. For more keystrokes, press Insert F1 twice quickly while in Excel. The JAWS help topic for Excel opens. Choose the link JAWS Commands for Excel, then choose the link for JAWS Keystrokes to get a list of many other JAWS keystrokes. Note, also remember that beginning with JAWS 16, you can use the new JAWS Command Search feature to find keystrokes you may not remember. To search for a command, press Insert Spacebar, followed by J, to open the Search for JAWS Commands window. Alternatively, you can choose Search for Commands from the Run JAWS Manager dialog box, Insert F2, or the JAWS Utilities menu. An HTML window opens and places you in an edit field. If Forms Mode is set to Auto or Semi-Auto, Forms Mode is activated when the edit field gains focus. I'll press Insert Spacebar, and then J, Juliet.
Search for JAWS Commands dialog. Search for colon edit. Press Enter for Forms Mode.
I'll press Enter to go into Forms Mode because I have Forms Mode set to manual here on my computer. Forms Mode should be on for your computer if you have JAWS set to the default settings. Try searching for the word formula. Begin typing, and the results area in the lower part of the window automatically updates.
Edit formula.
Press Tab to move to the first result.
Save formula. JAWS key plus control plus F2 heading level 3. Insert F1 help.
I'll press numpad plus to get out of forms mode.
Virtual PC cursor.
And then I'll press the letter H to move by headings from one result to another.
Say row total. Insert plus extended delete heading level 3 link. Say column total. Insert plus numpad enter heading level 3 link. List cells with formulas. Insert plus shift plus F heading level 3 link.
For now, I'll press escape to get out of the search for JAWS commands.
Escape. Please wait. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet. Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet dash after lesson 1.xlsx dash Excel. Restaurant supplies. Cost of restaurant supplies used by month dash Excel 2013 version. A1.
The table in your documentation has two columns. The first column is the command and the second column is the keystroke. I'm just going to read a few of them. List cells in current column. Insert shift C. Read column total. Insert numpad enter. List cells in the current row. Insert shift R. There are a few others in this table, as I mentioned, and you can also find more in the JAWS help system. Feel free to take a moment to pause the recording and explore some of those keystrokes. Select and move to Worksheet Objects. Note, use the JAWS keystroke Ctrl-Shift-O, Oscar, to get a list of objects in Excel. Select an object with the list and press Enter to move to it. Create and modify charts. Exercise. If you've been following along with the instructor to this point, you may use the workbook that you've already been using. If you're just joining the lesson at this point, you may open the sample file that has all the changes made to it so far with the following link. In your lesson, the link reads, Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet, Excel 2016, ready to insert chart. Select the data range and choose a chart type to insert. First, select the range of cells from B5 Bravo 5 to F9 Foxtrot 9. I'll press Ctrl G.
Ctrl G. Go to dialog. Reference colon edit combo. 0 of 7.
Type in B Bravo 5.
5.
Colon.
Colon.
No spaces. F Foxtrot 9.
9.
And press enter.
Select. B5. Blank. F9. 10.
That has the range selected for weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4, and for the rows for flour, sugar, meat, and oil. We're going to go to the Insert tab of the ribbon by pressing Alt and the letter N, November.
Alt N. Upper ribbon. Group box. Insert tab.
I'm looking for the charts group of the lower ribbon. The charts group is about halfway across the ribbon on the lower ribbon from the left side of the screen, at least on my computer. What I want to do is choose the All Chart Types button, letter K.
Leaving menu bar, blank. Insert chart dialog. Recommended charts tab.
The Insert Chart multi-page dialog box opens. You could also choose C, Charlie, to activate the drop-down for column or bar charts. N for the line or area charts, etc. Note, the new Insert Chart multi-page dialog box represents a major change from the one in Excel 2010 and earlier. In prior versions, this was a single-page dialog box. If focus was in the right side of the dialog box where the different chart types that you can choose from appear, one could press up or down arrow, and focus would move out of one category of chart into the next category above or below. In Excel 2016, the categories are separated, and you cannot move from the list of one type of chart to another accidentally. To switch to another category, you must choose one in the chart type list box on the left side of the dialog box. To choose a chart within a category, press Tab to move to the right side of the dialog box, where you can press the arrow keys to move between the different charts of that type. Focus is on the Recommended Charts tab of this multi-page dialog box. To explore the recommended charts, press Tab to move to the list displayed vertically on the left side of the dialog box.
List box. Clustered column button selected.
Use the up or down arrow to explore these.
Clustered column. A clustered column chart is used to compare values across a few categories. Use it when the order of categories is not important. Line. A line chart is used to display trends over time left paren years, months, and days right paren or categories when the order is important. Use it when there are many data points and the order is important.
Note, this was not reading the last time we taught the class, but it is now, thanks to the ongoing accessibility efforts by Microsoft and Freedom Scientific. Press Control Tab to move to the All Charts tab page.
Chart types list box. Column button selected.
Press up or down arrow to explore the different types of charts available.
Line. Pie. Bar.
As you move up and down the list, different choices for each type of chart appear in the right side of the dialog box. Choose line.
Pie. Line.
And press tab to move to the right side of the dialog box.
Table. Line button selected.
Press right or left arrow to move through the different types of line charts available in the Insert Chart dialog box.
Stacked line button. 100% stacked line button. Line with markers button. Stacked line with markers button. 100% stacked line with markers button. 3-D line button.
And that's the end of that row. For this example, choose line with markers and press enter. I'll press left arrow.
100% stacked line with markers button. Stacked line with markers button. Line with markers button.
There it is, and I'll press enter.
Restaurant supply sample spreadsheet dash after lesson 1.xlsx dash excel restaurant supplies. This worksheet has one embedded objects blank B5 blank B5.
A chart object with the lines for flour, sugar, meat, and oil is inserted into the worksheet. Note that focus is on the chart object, not in the spreadsheet area. Note, when a chart is selected, you can work with the chart itself and the various objects that are part of it. To read the chart, press Insert Control C after it's selected. This may take a few seconds. JAWS collects the chart information into the virtual viewer. You hear the chart information data read to you by JAWS. You may also pause the speech and review the chart information in the virtual viewer as you would read any other type of document. However, because we don't want the chart to be obscured by the virtual viewer, in this application, Excel, the virtual viewer is totally invisible. That gives you the ability to read the chart information while displaying the screen to someone who can see it, perhaps in an audience environment. New Smart Tags toolbars for charts in Excel 2016. When focus moves to a chart object in Excel 2016, there are three new Smart Tag toolbars that appear vertically to the side of the chart. If you press the Control key to silence JAWS, focus moves to the first of these three Smart Tag toolbars. Repeated presses of the Control key move focus from one Smart Tag toolbar to the other. Each Smart Tag toolbar has a submenu. In some cases, these toolbars have submenus and checkboxes that may not be spoken, so the author recommends not using them at the present time. For example, in the Chart Elements toolbar, each item has a checkbox. If it is checked, that item is included in the chart. If not checked, that item is not included in the chart. If you can't hear the status of the checkbox, you'll have difficulty determining what's happening on the screen. The three Smart Tag toolbars and their subparts are described in the outline below. Chart Elements toolbar, Axis, Axis titles, chart titles, etc. Styles toolbar. Style tab, color tab. Filtering toolbar. Values tab, names tab. Note, these actions can all be accomplished using the ribbon instead of trying to use the Smart Tags toolbars. Move the chart to a new location in the worksheet. Exercise. Move the chart to a new location in the same worksheet. In this example, the chart overlaps some of the other cells with data, visually obscuring them. By default, Excel tends to put the chart right in the middle of the visible worksheet area. Note, how can you tell what size the chart is and the area of cells it covers? Read the steps below. First, press Escape to remove focus from the chart object.
Escape.
Focus returns to the worksheet area. Now, select the chart again. Press Ctrl-Shift-O, Oscar, and select the chart in the JAWS list of objects.
Please wait. Collecting objects. Select an object dialog. List 1 list view. Chart colon chart title J13-Q28:1:1.
Notice that JAWS gives the top left and bottom right coordinates of the chart. In my example, I hear the top left of the chart is J13, and the bottom right side of the chart is in cell Q28. Of course, this may vary from computer to computer. Any text and formulas for the total sales for the month in cells J13 through 28 and K13 through 28 are obscured by the chart. Press Enter. Focus moves to the chart object.
Chart colon chart title. To display the chart in the virtual viewer, press Ctrl plus Insert plus E semicolon press ESC to return to the worksheet. Blank. B5.
Press the application key and choose Cut in the menu.
Shift F10. Menu. Cut. Leaving menus. Selected range. B5. Blank. F9. 10. Selected range. B5. Blank. F9. 10.
Move to cell B12, which is below the number amounts of flour, sugar, meat, and oil used for the chart, and press Ctrl V, Victor, to paste the chart in this new location.
Flour. Has comment. B6. Sugar. Meat. Oil. Weekly total. 5. Blank. B12.
There's B12, and I'll press Ctrl V, Victor, to paste.
Pasted from clipboard. Blank. B12.
Focus is still on the chart object, not in the spreadsheet area, so press Escape to get out of the object level.
Escape.
Focus returns to the spreadsheet area. The top left corner of the chart begins in cell B12 and extends to cell H26 in the bottom right corner. It may be different on your computer, but you can tell this information by pressing Ctrl-Shift-O to get a list of objects.
Please wait. Collecting objects. Select an object dialog. List 1 list view. Chart colon chart title B12-H26:1:1.
The top left and bottom right corners of the chart are shown in the list here. I'll press Escape.
Escape. Selected. Escape.
Change chart types. You can change chart types easily in Excel. Here's how. First, press Ctrl-Shift-O to open the JAWS list of objects.
Please wait. Collecting objects. Select an object dialog. List 1 list view. Chart colon chart title B12-H26:1:1.
Press Enter on the chart in the list to move back to the chart object.
Chart colon chart title. To display the chart in the virtual viewer, press Ctrl plus Insert plus C semicolon press ESC to return to the worksheet. Blank. B12. Blank. B12. Blank. B12.
Press the application key and choose Change Chart Type in the menu.
Shift F10. Menu. Cut. Copy. Leaving menus. Paste off. Menu. Reset to match style. Font dot dot dot. Change chart type dot dot dot. Leaving menus. Change chart type dialog. All charts tab.
The Change Chart Type dialog box opens again. Focus is on the All Charts tab. Press Tab to move to the list of buttons for column, line, etc.
Chart types list box. Line button selected.
Pick a new chart type if desired, and press Enter to close the dialog box.
High. Bar. Area. XY left paren scatter right paren. Area. Bar. Table. Clustered bar button selected. Stacked bar button. 100% stacked bar button. 3-D clustered bar button. Blank. B12. Blank. B12.
Remember to press Escape to get out of the object level and return focus to the spreadsheet area.
Escape.
Insert hyperlinks for navigation. Hyperlinks can be used to move to specific spots in the current worksheet, to specific spots in other worksheets within the same workbook, or to actual websites and more. Exercise. Put a hyperlink in the worksheet that moves focus directly to cell I-26, where the total cost of goods sold for the month will appear. Place the hyperlink in cell J-11. First, position the cursor in the cell where you want the hyperlink to appear. Then perform the following steps. I'll move focus to J-11.
Control-G. Go to dialog. 1-1. Blank. J-11. Blank. J-11.
We're looking for the Insert tab of the ribbon. I'll press Alt and the letter N, November.
Alt N. Upper ribbon. Group box. Insert tab.
And we're looking for the links group of the lower ribbon, which is on my computer about 3/4 of the way across the screen from left to right on the lower ribbon. There's a split button there, which has the access key or the Q-tip I2. I'll press I2.
2. Leaving menu bar. Ribbon. Lower ribbon. Insert. Links. Link split button. Link. Link list box. Recent items. Testing new document dash was document 6 button.
A drop-down list of recent documents appears. Press I to activate the Insert Hyperlink dialog box. This is near the bottom of this menu, so I could just press up arrow as well.
Menu. Insert link dot 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 control plus K. Menu. Insert hyperlink dialog. Link to colon. Address colon edit combo.
The Insert Hyperlink dialog box appears. Note. The top half of the links split button directly opens the Insert Hyperlink dialog box. The bottom half opens a drop-down of recent documents. Keyboard users can press Tab to move to the links split button and press Enter or Spacebar to activate the upper part of the button, and Alt down arrow to open the list of recent documents there. The default for this dialog box is for hyperlinks to point to an external website or a computer file. We're going to change this so that the link points to another location in this document. It could also point to a location in a different worksheet within the workbook. Press Tab until you hear JAWS say, Existing file or web page checkbox checked.
Existing file or web page checkbox checked.
Press down arrow.
Dialog place in this document checkbox checked.
The place in this document checkbox is selected. Note, visually, these look like buttons. Press Tab to move to the Type the Cell Reference Edit box.
Type the cell reference colon edit, a 1.
If you know the coordinates of the cell you want to move to when the hyperlink is activated, you can delete whatever's in this edit box and just type the new coordinates. Additionally, you can press Tab to move to a tree view. For now, type in the cell coordinates I-26. Don't close the dialog box yet, however.
2, 6.
Press Tab to move to the next control.
Or select a place in this document colon tree view restaurant supplies. 1 of 2.
This is a list of the worksheets in the current workbook, as well as a list of the defined names of regions in the workbook. Take a minute to explore this list using down or up arrow. When finished, make sure the current worksheet, Restaurant Supplies, is selected before continuing. I'll press down arrow.
Level 1, 2 of 2.
Note, JAWS is not currently reading these when pressing up or down arrow. As a workaround, press Insert Tab.
Or select a place in this document colon tree view sheet 1, 2 of 2. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
I'll press down arrow.
Level 0, open, 3 items.
Insert tab again.
Or select a place in this document colon tree view defined names. Open. 3 items. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Level 1. 1 of 3.
And again, insert tab.
Or select a place in this document colon tree view title region 1.g10. 1 of 3. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
I'll press up arrow a few times until I get back to restaurant supplies.
Level 0. Open. 3 items. Level 1. 2 of 2.
And I'll press Insert tab to reread the current control.
Or select a place in this document, colon, tree view restaurant supplies. One of two. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys.
Perfect. That's what I want, restaurant supplies. Press tab until you find the text to display edit box.
Insert hyperlink dialog. Link to colon. Text to display colon edit. Restaurant supplies I-26.
Type something more meaningful here for the actual link name. I used something like total cost of goods sold.
Total cost of goods sold.
Press Ctrl A to select this text, followed by Ctrl C to copy it to the clipboard in preparation for the next step.
Selected. Total cost of goods sold. Copied selection to clipboard.
Press Tab.
Screen tip dot 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 button.
Focus moves to the screen tip button. Activate the screen tip button with the spacebar.
Insert hyperlink. Set hyperlink screen tip dialog. Screen tip text colon edit.
The Set Hyperlink Screen Tip dialog box appears. Press Ctrl V, Victor, to paste the text there.
Pasted from clipboard.
The screen tip appears when a mouse user hovers the mouse pointer over a link. You can also type in something more meaningful if desired. Press Enter to close the Set Hyperlink Screen Tip dialog box.
Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet. Insert hyperlink dialog. Link to colon. Screen tip dot 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 button.
Focus returns to the Insert Hyperlink dialog box. Press Tab to move to the OK button and then activate it with the spacebar to close the Insert Hyperlink dialog box.
OK button. Restaurant Supply Sample Spreadsheet dash after lesson 1.xlsx dash Excel. Restaurant Supplies. This worksheet has 1 embedded objects. 6. Total cost of goods sold. Has hyperlink.
The new hyperlink is now inserted in the document. You can activate a link in Excel by pressing Enter on it when you find it with the keyboard. Alternatively, use the JAWS list of links, Insert F7. Note, the screen tip is shown on mouse over if one is present. Otherwise, the screen tip shows the URL or location pointed to. The screen tip is also spoken by JAWS after reading the cell contents when using the arrow keys or tab to move to the cell. Focus is in cell J11 where we just created that hyperlink. I'll press Enter to move to the location where it points to, I-26.
$734.75 has formula, I-26.
Monitored cells with JAWS. With JAWS, you can set up to 10 different cells that can be monitored without having to move to that location. To set a monitored cell, press Insert Shift 1 through 0 when you're in a cell that you would like to monitor. To read a monitored cell, press Alt Shift 1 through 0 from anywhere in the document. Let's set a monitored cell right here. I'll press Insert Shift 1 on the numbers row.
Setting monitor cell 1 to I-26.
To test this, I'll press Control Home to move to the top left corner of the spreadsheet.
First cell. 26. I. Cost of restaurant supplies used by month dash Excel 2013 version. A1.
I'll press down arrow to move to cell A2.
Blank. A2.
Just so focus is on a blank cell and not on the cell where the formula is for the total cost of goods. That is in cell I-26, and we set a monitored cell for that. To read that monitor cell, even though focus is in cell A2, I can press Alt-Shift and the monitored cell number, in this case, Alt-Shift 1.
$734.75, I-26.
Great. JAWS-specific Excel features. JAWS has several keystrokes that are specific to Excel. Some of them include monitor cells, see above. Describe cell border, Alt-Shift-B, Bravo. List cells with comments. Control Shift apostrophe. List cells with formulas. Insert Shift F Foxtrot. Read cell comment. Alt Shift apostrophe. There are others listed here, and you can read through those at your leisure when you have a moment. For now, I'm going to switch back over to the lesson.
Excel 2016.
And I'm going to go to the next page.
Visited link next page. Conclusion and contact information. Conclusion and contact information.
And here's the contact information for myself and Dusty Voorhees in the training department. There's also a link for today's presentation contents. I'll press tab three times.
D. Clark at D. Voorhees at entire contents of today's presentation opens a zip file link.
That's it right there. Thanks again for joining us in Lesson 2 for Excel 2016.